Oh man, I need to get a better chair. Hold up. Oh, it's much better. All right, what's up, everyone? My name is JC, and welcome back to the official WCN podcast. I'm your host, JC, and welcome back. Sorry for not doing an episode for a long time. I've just been pretty busy, you know? This whole pandemic, whole COVID-19 situation has just been absolutely haywire and kind of crazy, if you ask me. But anyway, we're going to jump right into this. We're going to be talking about sports and obviously COVID-19, how they are kind of fighting it, how they're trying to get games out for people to watch, which I absolutely love. So, more fun for me. Yay! Coronation? Woohoo! Yes. All right. Anyway, we're going to jump right into this. Number one thing is that the NBA right now, they have the bubble going on right now. A lot of people have tested positive, including Nikola Jokic, Malcolm Brogdon, and more importantly, my favorite NBA player of all time, Russell Westbrook, has tested positive for COVID-19. You know, when I heard about this, I was like, no! But then I realized, oh, wait, this guy is probably still working out right now while, you know, being testing positive. He's probably still working out. I mean, you've got to be in shape, too. I mean, but he also, you know, tested positive for COVID-19. So what do you expect? Anyway, it's really interesting how this is going to work. The new bracket is really interesting. So basically, what's going to happen is there's going to be an 8th and 9th seed battling for, you know, I guess the Eastern Conference and Western Conference. So how this works is there's going to be a 9th seed and there's going to be an 8th seed. If the 8th seed wins one game against the 9th seed, they will go and play the 1st seed. And then if the 9th seed wins two games against the 8th seed, then they will go play the 1st seed. So it's pretty exciting, pretty interesting, and I cannot wait to see how that works. Maybe that's what they need to do for the NBA, but maybe this is just something that they could test on. I mean, it's pretty interesting. I'm kind of intrigued from it, and I'm excited about it. Anyway, we're going to move on to our next topic, and that is the NASCAR right now. NASCAR is doing really well right now. They have been pretty much just dominating right now. They've been, you know, thinking of bringing back fans, and they're actually bringing back fans for tomorrow's race. While, you know, saying this, they're bringing fans, 30,000 fans, in fact, at Bristol Motor Speedway. You're required to wear a mask, though. I was originally going to go to this race, but let's just say there were some things that, you know, weren't met, and we didn't go. So simple as that. But anyway, it's pretty interesting. It really is. I'm excited to see what happens. They're doing, like, a new number format. I'm really not a big fan of it, but oh well, I guess. Bubba Wallace won the All-Star vote. I mean, go figure. I mean, who else is going to win, honestly? It's going to be really interesting, though, because he automatically gets in. So, yep, pretty interesting. Anyway, we're going to move on to our next topic, and that is the NHL. The NHL is starting up again. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen here. Apparently, they're all playing in, like, New York. Is that correct? I don't even know anymore. I really don't. But really interesting. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to be really cool. So, the NHL is planning to return with 24 teams competing for the Stanley Cup. So, it's going to be really interesting. So, yep. Really exciting. You got the Penguins, the Canadians, the Hurricanes, Rangers, Islanders, Panthers, Maple Leafs, Blue Jackets, the Blues, Avalanche, Golden Knights, Stars, Oilers, Blackhawks, Predators, Canucks, if I even said that right, Wild, Flames, Jets. Yeah, those are the teams. So, pretty interesting. But, it's going to be interesting because we're going to have different things for playoffs, especially for NHL and the NBA. That's going to be really interesting, you know, because they're going to be competing for viewers. And I'm probably going to watch both of them, mostly the NBA because I'm a big NBA fan and I love the NBA playoffs. But it's going to be really different because no fans in the stand changes everything, dude. I can't imagine, like, an NBA Finals matchup just hearing squeaking noises on the court, like, or the ball bouncing. And that's the funniest thing ever. Not hearing, you know, defense, defense, you know what I mean? I get the point. But yeah, like the crowd getting hyped and everything like that. That's just going to be different. Really different, in fact. But yeah, so the NHL is coming back. That's going to be really exciting. Same with the NBA. And the NFL is apparently going to come back as well. They're doing something in order to do that, you know. Just still cannot believe that they put Rob Gronkowski, who hasn't played in, like, I don't know, 2 years, something like that, at a 95 overall in Madden. That just is unfrickin' real. They put him over frickin' Tom Brady. I mean, that's just honestly kind of sad. Upsetting, bro. Really upsetting, to be honest. But, they put Matt Ryan over Dak Prescott and Deshaun Watson. They put him an 87 overall, which I don't agree at all. But okay, Madden. I mean, it is EA Sports. What do you expect? They're smoking crack usually. You know what I mean? Fair enough. So. Also, NBA 2K20 is going to be interesting because they have Kobe on the cover for the Legend Edition. That's pretty upsetting, man. I just cannot believe he's dead, man. So sad, bro. I mean, seriously, he's a legend. A basketball legend, in fact, bro. It's really sad. What the hell is that voice crack? That was terrible. I'm sorry, guys. So, the next thing I want to talk about is the fact that the new studios recently has just been absolutely pathetic recently. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I was checking out the news and everything, and I saw that there was this thing going on where they were showing only, you know, positive tests and deaths other than, you know, showing, you know, some, you know, actual positive things. And that is how many people have recovered and, you know, what are the ages of the people, you know, who've been, you know, tested positive for COVID-19. Because in order to beat this pandemic, we need to know data like that. And it's simple as that. We need that data. If we don't get that data, then it's just a bad situation for everyone. And we need this type of stuff so we can know, hey, is this virus actually deadly? Obviously it is, but is it actually that big of a deal? Is it bigger? I mean, is it less bigger than what we actually think it is? Or is it actually not really that big of a threat than it actually is? Or you get the point, honestly. You really do. You get the point. But I honestly think this whole COVID-19 thing is just crazy. I think can't wait to get back to school and actually see my friends and say hi to them and say hi to my teachers and everything. It's going to be different, though, because if we have online school, then, oh, good Lord, that's going to be crazy. Dude, I have never done a Zoom call in my life, so that's going to be really interesting. But, yeah, I mean, I think the whole world right now has just been absolutely crazy. I think everyone's just a snowflake right now. No one can get over anything, or no one can, everyone gets offended by everything. So, go figure. Like, people are offended for people wearing masks. Yep. When it actually protects them from the virus, so, yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end it on that note. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode number 3 of the official WTM podcast. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, evening, afternoon, or whatever time it is for you in the world. And, peace.